about emergency relief teams are generally teams made up of various specialists from the two organizations as well as their partner NGOs. And so you would find within this team security officers, telecommunications officers, program officers, nutritionists, logisticians, who all together and they are deployed. Usually they have to fly in by helicopters and they get into a particular location in a hard-to-reach area where they organize to provide humanitarian assistance. Often in the case of the World Food Program, WFP, it would mean that the staff will have to identify an area where planes can airdrop food and where helicopters can land to airlift other kinds of commodities which cannot be dropped. And then all of the teams would then work with the local community to ensure that everyone who needs assistance is registered. And from this list of registration, they then radio into teams back in the capital, Juba, to be able to deploy and send in the needed commodities. That's the sort of team that was deployed recently to Wauchiluk, which is a town or village on the west bank of the White Nile River, just across from the state capital of Malacca. That's the capital of Nile State.
Can you tell us specifically what the team in Wauchiluk was able to do during its visit?
In Wauchiluk, WFP provided food assistance to more than 27,000 people. UNICEF screened more than 3,000 children under the age of 5 for malnutrition. UNICEF vaccinated more than 8,000 children under the age of 15 against measles and vaccinated more than 7,800 children against polio. They also were able to provide vaccinations to about 400 pregnant women against tetanus.
Can you tell us why WFP and UNICEF choose Wauchiluk for this last mission?
It's very important to understand the context. Wauchiluk was an area where the two agencies had not been able to directly assist people since March as a result of difficulties with them in terms of access and the fact that there were issues regarding safety of their personnel. And these people were in very much in need. And through the kind of response which was provided, WFP and UNICEF were able to reach people. And the importance here is reaching people who are not in protection of civilian sites in the UN compound, because that's the majority of the people who are facing the brunt of this crisis are actually found in other places.
And are humanitarian agencies depending on this kind of emergency relief team to reach people who are in hard-to-access areas?
This is an innovative method that the agencies came up with last year when they realized that there were many areas in the country which were hard to access, on the one hand because of insecurity, but also because of the lack of infrastructure. And so the agencies thought that one way in which they could be able to reach as many people as possible was to deploy these teams, which go to the middle of into the middle of nowhere, completely start from scratch and provide assistance. WFP and UNICEF and their partners have been working with this method, and more than 1.3 million people have been assisted through this rapid response mechanism in the past year, including over 220,000 children under the age of 5. And this is a method that will have continued and which the agencies would want to continue to use and to assist as many people as possible, particularly in the conflict-affected states of Jonglei, Upper Nile, and Unity.